Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Stonic. You're closer than you think to a 202 Stonic with flexible finance plans from your local Kia dealer.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. Katie Hannan with you until 3 o'clock. And we'll go straight away to Heidi Good from Goods of Kilkenny. Good afternoon, Heidi.
Good afternoon, Katie.
Heidi, we were listening to the July stimulus package yesterday, and a lot of people delighted and surprised, really, to hear that VAT on goods was going to be decreased, cut for 6 months to 21%, currently at 23%. Are you going to pass that cut on to your customers, Heidi?
That's, you know, it's a question I know that many customers will be wondering and will probably feel a little bit miffed when I say that no, most likely we won't be. And I suppose I appreciate maybe the opportunity just to explain why that is. If a customer buys a 30 euro top case and we pass on the 2% reduction, that top becomes 29 euros and 40 cents. But in 3 or 4 months' time, if I keep that 2% for myself and then I come to pay my VAT bill, that could actually convert into thousands of euros, which then has a knock-on effect when it comes to these extremely difficult times for business as to whether we can keep on staff or not. And that's why we will be holding on to it, because this will play into a very important part of the decision as to whether we can keep staff or not and keep employment. And that's what we're about.
I appreciate that, and I'm sure your employees will appreciate that. But I mean, the finance minister was very clear about it. He's in The Independent this morning saying that he expects retailers to pass on this VAT cut to their customers.
I understand that. My understanding is it's a choice of the retailer. Obviously, if it was a legal obligation that we have to, then there's no debate, but my understanding is we have a choice to make.
To be fair on this, the Taoiseach was on the Today with Sarah McInerney this morning and did say in his view that it was up to individual retailers to make that decision.
So obviously if it is up to us, then I think many businesses...
Okay, well, I'll just stop you there, Heidi, because I think we actually have that clip and we let people hear exactly what the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, is saying about it.
Retailers will decide that for themselves, whether they're going to reduce their prices by 2%. And you may have retailers who take the decision that the difference that 2% could make could be the difference between them keeping on an employee or not. And certainly, from my point of view, if I was going into a clothes shop today to buy a T-shirt or to buy, say, a suit or some shoes or something, rather than a 2% reduction in the cost of that, I would rather they keep on the staff member.
Do you think, though, Heidi, that everyone will agree with Leo Varadkar there and that? Or will some people feel like it's a tax cut I should be reflected on my receipt. I should not be paying the 23% VAT that I was paying before this cut was announced.
Absolutely. I think there will be people who will feel that. And I think we are in incredibly difficult times, every single one of us. There are families and homes who people... have lost jobs, have reduced income. So the pressure is across the board. So I think we're not saying, oh, the pressure on us is exclusive. And so you don't want to come across as unsympathetic. But I suppose what we're trying to do is think what's the biggest benefit for us as a business and for us as a town and employment.
But I suppose if I can just put you as well, Heidi, I mean, people who were listening to that July stimulus package that was announced yesterday, they will have heard a lot of efforts and measures to help people in your position. So we had the temporary wage subsidy scheme that's going to be extended into March of next year. It's going to turn into a payroll subsidy support scheme. There's recruitment subsidies. There's restart grants if you want to restart your business. Well, up to €25,000. There's a €2 billion credit guarantee scheme. Mm-hmm. And there's the stay and spend scheme. And I suppose most of that, apart from the stay and spend scheme, was aimed at the likes of yourself. But when people heard the VAT cut, they thought, well, that's one for me. That's at least some bit of a nod towards my pocket and what I'm expected to spend.
Again, I can't disagree that that might be people's expectations. And I suppose I can only speak for myself and my business. I've heard similar stories that we are... The stimuluses are very, very much welcome, and they will help reduce the losses we make. This is not about how much profit any of us will make 2020 or 2021. All these stimuluses will do, as welcome as they are, will help us reduce our losses.
Are all your employees receiving the temporary wage subsidy scheme at the moment? Yes,
most are.
So that's one area you don't have to worry about until the March.
But Katie, I do have to worry about it, because even with all the supports in place, I'm still making a loss this year, because I've lost 20% of my trade through closing. I'm only running it between maybe 60 or 70%. This time last year.
Maybe we should just remind, because maybe not everyone is familiar, although I spent a lovely summer with the Kilkenny people many years ago, so I'm very familiar with Goods of Kilkenny. But if people aren't, it's women's clothes and children's clothes. It's quite a large shop in the centre of Kilkenny, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose it is. We'll be there a long time. We've been there about 93 years. I'm hoping, really hoping to make it to the 100 years.
What's it been like? Can you just talk me through from when the first announcement came up that retail would have to shut down as part of the lockdown?
It was actually quite emotional, Katie, in a sense, because there's... always a build-up at the end of February and beginning of March, because the new season's really getting going. I work with a great bunch of people, so everybody's really motivated.
And you'd be the kind of shop as well, Heidi, where people would go for a christening outfit or a wedding outfit.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, we do a wide range of clothing, but yes, christening, weddings, family events, parties, going out, special occasions, all that kind of thing. And as your customer will know, those events aren't happening.
Exactly, yeah. So there you are, gearing up for all of that, and then suddenly nothing.
Nothing. And when I go back in the shop over the 10 weeks we're closed into April, into May, and you know, you're looking at it and they still have your winter stock on sale in the corner, and you have spring stock, and you're meant to be looking at shorts and T-shirts and bright flowery dresses, and you're still in early spring. It's a very surreal experience. To realise that actually you've transitioned from early spring into summer and you haven't sold hardly anything except for a small bit online.
And how many staff would you have there, Heidi?
In total, there's about 60 people employed in Goods. We have a mixture of own bought and concessions. But there's 60 people rely on Goods remaining open.
So he has quite a big staff.
There is quite a big staff, and they're staff. They're people with families and friends and hopes and ambitions, and they enjoy coming into work. And the last thing I want to do is in early next February, when the end of year accounts are done, is have to look someone in the eye and say, "I can't keep your job."
And since the lockdown lifted and the restrictions have been eased, how has business been?
It's been okay. I mean, across the variety of clothes we do, you do see a clear trend that those who would have sold more occasion wear, those who sold more of the dressy shoes, obviously they're seeing the biggest dip. And then when there's casual wear, that's, you know, doing a little bit better. But overall, it's significantly down, at least 30%. If not 35% of trade.
Given how much of trade has gone online, for particularly for your kind of business, actually, do you not need to be very price sensitive then when it comes to what tags you're putting on your clothes?
Absolutely. But, you know, if someone wants a particular quality of outfit, there's only so price sensitive it can be. Because the margins, if we can't make again, you could sell all the dresses you want at half price all year round, but the business won't be here this time next year.
Do you think your business will be there this time next year, Heidi? As you say, it's been there, what, 93 years?
We will, absolutely. I am very hopeful, and that's the only thing I am focused on at right now. It's about making sure we are still here this time next year. Anything that we unfortunately cannot pass on to the customer is not about lining anybody's pockets. It's about me being able to look at everybody this time next year saying we're all still here.
And are you hoping you'll be able to hang on to all those 16 members of staff?
I'm trying my best to do it, and that is my plan.
Will you stay there, Heidi, because I've got Frank on another line. Frank, good afternoon to you.
Hello, how are you?
You agree with Heidi, Frank, do you?
I do. I agree with the retailers. I mean, I just think that after us doing very well in getting that $7.5 billion package, we should have used it a bit better now. I mean, my suggestion would be for the month of August, from the start, from the 1st to the very end of August, scrap back completely right across the board. People that want to go out and stock buy and buy loads of clothes and washing machines, dishwashers, everything, buy them up in August. This business now, Katie and me going in, to be fair, and giving €30 over for the top and I get 60 cents back. I'd rather see a young kid or a young girl or a young guy employed than save that. And I think anyone that goes in complaining to a shopkeeper, shame on them. Unless you're buying something big like a car and there's a big lump of cash back in your pocket, it's useless. And I think shame on the state for coming up with this ridiculous idea now.
Well, how do you mean shame on the state?
Well, it's ridiculous. It's just, it's pittance. It's pittance. You're going to have people now like paupers going into shops saying to the guy behind the counter, where's me 2%?
Do you think people will, though? Or will people just take your attitude?
Oh, of course they will. The Irish will. Jesus, they sell their mother to stop. I think it's the shame on them. Disgraceful.
So,
as I said, they should have picked the month, scrapped back right across the board, Katie, right across it. That would have stimulated the economy enough.
Heidi, would you support that prospect?
I would love it. I do really thank you, Frank, for your support, and I greatly appreciate it. I don't have the answers to all this. I'm not an economist or an accountant, indeed. So I'm not sure that would be the answer.
Heidi, put your prices up. Do what the rest of them are doing. I've noticed since this whole lockdown, I don't know whether people have noticed it, but you go into a shop now and you buy yourself a cup of coffee or something, or whether it's a bar, whatever it is, that used to be, say, €2. It's now gone up 20 or 40 cents. And the Irish, we just pay it over anyway. We don't complain, if you know what I mean.
Hang on a second now. A minute ago, Frank, Irish people were the worst in the world and they wouldn't give you tuppence. And now you're saying we're...
No, but what I'm saying, Katie, is when they see a particular price on the label, they won't try and haggle with you. You understand me? If you go into the shop and you buy a coffee and it's £2.50, you're not going to say to the girl, well, look, I only want to give you £2.30. I'm going to give her £2.50. But, like, if you give her €3, she doesn't give you a change and what you're due back. You can't stand there looking for it.
But, OK, if you think that, you know, it'd be ridiculous to be asking for your 2% back with this tax cut, how do you feel about that 20 and 30 cent being lobbed onto a cup of coffee or whatever it is you see the prices going up on?
Well, I don't like it. But that's what they're charging. If I don't like it, I can turn around and walk out.
Heidi, have you increased prices since the lockdown?
No, we haven't increased any prices on anything in the store. In fact, since we've opened, basically, we've been in sale pretty much, since we've opened. So, if nothing else, prices have gone down across the store.
Okay.
I haven't noticed that.
Okay, so stay with us, Frank and Heidi. I want to go to Seamus. Seamus Moran, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, you're not on the same page as Frank and Heidi.
Well, I just heard part of the discussion, so I didn't hear all of their arguments. But I would expect, certainly for major purchases, I would expect retailers to pass that on to the consumer. In my opinion, it was intended to stimulate spend, and it was also targeted at the consumer. That's my take on it.
Yeah, I suppose there is a bit of confusion now in relation to that, though, because as I said at the top of the programme, the finance minister is very clear. He intended this to go into consumers' pockets. He expected retailers to pass it on. But we played that clip there from Leo Varadkar, and he said it's completely up to the individual retailer?
Well, I wouldn't accept that, and I think it's time that the government get their act together and speak from the same side of their mouths and speak from the same hymn sheet, because there has been enough mixed messaging. We need clear guidance and not two takes or double takes on it. I think it was intended for the consumer, and let it be with the consumer. I don't have any issue on small spend, you know, as I think the last gentleman was talking about getting a few pence back and a cup of coffee. That's neither here nor there. I don't have any issue with that. But if somebody is going to be spending a large amount of money, if they're, you know, doing any work on their home or buying new appliances or whatever it might be, large spend, then I think that should be coming back to the consumer. It would help them rather than the retailer. And I think I'd be concerned about some retailers might be, you know, feel greedy and just start pocketing it. But for small items, say anything less than 100 euros, it's neither here nor there. It's a euro, if I do my maths right, it's a euro and 100 euros.
It's two euros and 100 euros, Seamus.
Sorry, two euros. That's not going to put anybody up or down for a once-off payment.
But you're saying for you know, substantial purchases, that should go back into the consumer's pocket.
That's my view.
Frank.
I agree with him. I just said that if you're buying something big, I did say that earlier, if you're buying something big like a bulk, if you're buying something like a washing machine, something big where you're going to get a lump of money back, fine. But when you're doing, as he said, I agree with him there, under 100 euro. Something under 100 euro, forget it, leave as is, status quo. There's not, you know, because it's nothing to you. I'd rather see people that's left employed and retailers and small businesses being able to survive and stay strong rather than this, how could you say, you know, tippy-toeing around stupid pittance, shrapnel back in your hands. You know, it's ridiculous.
But a retailer who is selling maybe, I don't know, white goods or electronic goods that, you know, that would come with, you know, substantial price tags, like they might feel, you know, emboldened now by what the Taoiseach has told them today, that if this is going to be the difference between me, you know, going under or hanging on here, that I'm entitled to hang on to that 2%. You know, as much as you know, people smelling smaller, retailers selling cheaper goods.
Well, there we are, Katie. Rather than do something decent, rather than do something like concrete, that after putting the pressure now on the retailers, these people now are going to be at the forefront of taking crap and guff off people. You know, sorting out the government's mess, as usual.
You could see, you could see people taking issue, all right, with, you know, if you're buying something for, say, €1,000
or more. As that chap said, under 100 euro, as I said, if you're buying something, Katie, for €1,000, a couple of hundred euro, you might be getting back 30 or 40 quid. I've no problem with that. You know, 30 or 40 quid is a bill or something, or goes off something, it'll get some shopping. But as Heidi said in the first place, if you're selling a top for €30,
but
I give them 30 euro and I only get 60 cents back.
Yeah, but I suppose everyone's €2, you know, is different. I mean, if you've seen your pandemic unemployment payment shrink from, you know, over €300 down to just over €200. You know, every €2 in those circumstances might add up very fast and might be very significant for you.
Oh, well, look, I don't know about people counting. Like, you know, I don't know. Now, look, this is just my opinion. I haven't seen much people struggling now around me for €2.
Okay.
You know, that's just my opinion now.
Okay, thanks for that, Frank. I want to go to Aoife. Aoife Foran, good afternoon to you.
Hi, how are you?
You're another. You're also a retailer, Aoife. What's your business?
I have a boutique. Put a bow on it. It's in Enniscorthy in County Wexford. We sell clothes and ladies' fashion.
Okay, and are you going to pass on this VAT cut?
I hope that it'll pass.
I'm saying, will you pass it on to your customers?
I hope to. If it goes ahead, and I feel like that we really need the support. Like, the support doesn't seem to be out there. I had to pay a VAT bill for January and February in April in the middle of the pandemic when I was closed down, and we had to pay it. It's been very hard. It's been, you know, we want to keep the doors open, and we need the support. We need some kind of help. There's no real solid, there's been nothing solid. There's been lots of talks about different things, but there hasn't been one specific thing that's been put in place to help us.
Well, I we might be talking across purpose. I'm just wondering if when the amount of VAT charged on what you're selling people drops from 23% down to 21%,
mm-hmm.
are you going to pass that cut on to your customers? Are you going to take that reduce your prices by that amount?
Will I reduce my prices?
Yes, to reflect the cut in the VAT, because you won't have to pay that much VAT yourself when you're turning and paying your VAT.
Well, I would, because I have a recommended retail price and I do know that I stick to that, and other people don't, other shops don't stick to that. So I have often took cuts to keep my prices at a good retail price. So yeah, I'd be happy to take a cut if I felt. Yeah.
If I thought for my customers,
I would. But at the same time, it's very hard for us to take a cut when we're after being so, we're after being under so much pressure.
And maybe do you think your customers wouldn't begrudge you to hang on to that?
I have very loyal customers, and that's like, I'm sure that they'd be happy. Like €2 maybe to them might be happy for me to have it as opposed to them. But I do have very loyal customers here, so.
And are you?
I don't think they would mind.
And it's a boutique shop that you're running there, Aoife. Do you employ anyone?
No, it's just myself, and my mum helps me out sometimes, but it's just myself at the moment.
And I can hear it in your voice. It's obviously been very tough the last few months.
Yeah, it has been very tough because I was trying to do online sales at home, and there was a lot of talk of all the banks are going to help out small businesses, and the small businesses are going to be helped out, and I haven't seen that yet. There hasn't been anything. We got the back small businesses back grants, but like that was money that we had already paid. Really, it wasn't enough, like, really, to help businesses get off the ground after being closed for 3 months.
Yeah, I see in the package that they announced yesterday, they were talking about restart grants of up to €25,000. Would your business be eligible for something like that?
Oh no, I didn't guess. There was a small business back to business small grant that was brought out, but like it wasn't the colour of 25,000. And like the banks aren't helping the small businesses out either. Like it's very hard to get loans for stocking loans and different things as well. So I don't see where the help is.
If customers are saying
that they're happy to take the cut for the shops, and my customers are happy to do that, I'd be happy to do it as well. Like, we do need help somewhere, and if it's spread out evenly, I do think that will help us.
Would 2% on all your sales make a significant difference to you?
It used to be 13% for hairdressers and beauticians. I mean, why can't you make it 13% for the shops?
Yeah, so basically you're saying it's a start, but it's not going to make a significant impact.
No, it's not going to. And like, then you don't want to fall out with customers. You don't want to upset your customers. Like, I'm after been here 9 years, and I have customers that come here weekly and buy off of me. And like, it would be hard for me to expect them to do it, to take the cut out of their own pocket. Like, but somebody needs to take the cut, if you know what I mean, at the same time.
Yeah, because you're hanging on there.
Yeah, yeah.
Aoife, best of luck. Best of luck with that.
Thank you so much.
And thanks for calling in with that. I want to go to Nick.
You too.
Nick Murphy, good afternoon to you.
How are you, Katie?
Yeah, so what's your view on this VAT cut?
My view is that why would he bring it in? What I'm saying is, this is for the customers. It's not for shopkeepers. It's for customers. It was brought in for to cut the VAT percentage down to 2% for to help customers, not to help shopkeepers. If it was for shopkeepers, it would have been, he would have said it was for shopkeepers.
Yeah, well, you see, I suppose the difficulty is now we don't know what it's for, because we are listening to Pascal Donoghue. It was for consumers, and that the shopkeepers and retailers were expected to pass it on. But as I say, We heard, played the clip there from Leo Varadkar this morning,
saying yeah,
that you know, it is up to the shopkeepers and the retailers.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry to say, but I think it's just for, it should be for the customer and not for to line, as I believe, to line shopkeepers' pockets.
Would you challenge a shopkeeper now if you thought you
yes,
were
I
being...
would. Without a doubt, I would. Even if it was for 2 pence.
Even if it was for 2 cents?
Yes, of course I would. Yes, I would. Yes, I would.
On a point of principle?
They would put it up if it went up by 2%. They would put it up. And I tell you, they put it up, and if I challenged them, they wouldn't say much about it, would they?
So are you going to be keeping an eagle eye now to see if you're being
yes.
charged?
Without a doubt. It was said to me before when I went up that, and I actually see it now. I'm in Westford Town here, ISBC, in shops when the VAT went up, especially with the natural shops in the thing, they said bring down the VAT prices and bring down the VAT. Now it's coming down. Now people want to say, ah, oh, no, leave it. No.
Okay, stay there with me, Nick, will you, for a second. I just want to go to Marie Hogan. Good afternoon, yeah. Marie.
Hi, how you doing, Katie?
Would you be...
I'm from Kilkenny, and I know Heidi, but that's not the reason I'm ringing. I know a few people who are in retail business, and I worked in retail myself. In fact, I worked many, many years ago for Heidi's father, but that's irrelevant. That's not the reason I'm ringing. The reason I'm ringing is there's very fine margins in retail. Now, I don't know what the criteria were for COVID payments during this lockdown, but I do know of some retailers where the staff, maybe a person like that girl you had on there from Enniscorthy, who's just herself and her mum comes in to help her, and like she would have, what, like maybe only have people who have one staff member. In many cases, the employers there weren't entitled to the COVID payment. The staff member got the COVID payment. That means the retailer didn't have an income per se going into their own pocket. They still had to pay. They still have to pay electric bills. They still have to pay rates. They still have to pay rent in some cases. Some retailers, okay, may own their premises. But, like, you'd need to see rates coming down for retailers, big time. Not just a VAT cut, but you need to see rates coming down and the utilities for the retailers coming down if they're going to survive this long term. Because there's a very fine margin in any retail business. So I can't see... And for the life of me, I cannot understand how anybody would fight with a retailer over a 20 cent or that, as not wanting to, I'm not getting into any arguments with anybody over being mean, but it's just, I would rather see shops open in a high street. The likes of Goods and the like of that girl in Enniscorthy, little shops, people who are bringing a bit of colour into your life and you can go down the town and pick up something to wear. And, like, why would you screw somebody to the wall for the sake of a euro? OK, maybe people don't have much money in their pockets, but, like, it'd be terrible to go downtown and see... There's several shops in Kilkenny after shutting. Several... There's in Rosin Street, there's 3 or 4 retail businesses gone alone. There's one I know of, there's two actually, there's one shop beside the town hall that's been empty for a long time. And further down, a clothing retailer. And I know of another 2 retailers in the high street, and I'm not going to say. And they're putting this way, they're skating on thin ice at the moment to stay open.
I know,
and
Marie.
I do think
that once all of this is passed and we kind of emerge blinking out of this, what will be, you know, how different will our high streets be all over the country? Because
these
stories
are
replicated
yes, yeah.
everywhere.
Yeah, they can be the same if people take their fingers out of their ears. And no disrespect to the gentleman ringing up and said he fights with somebody over 20 cents. Well, like, what good is that going to do? But all those 20 cents and 50 cents and 1 euros add up for a retailer. And banks need to see them putting money into their accounts. In other words, a cash register, ka-ching, ka-ching. All a bank wants to see is money going through a retailer's account. And then, as that girl said, they won't have... Like, the banks need to help the retailers to keep... I mean, they obviously need support at a time like this. Like, I'm not going to start buying online. Now, I have reason to buy music and stuff. But, like, I mean, I bought some music online, but I'm not going to do it anymore. Number one, wrong stuff came. And then some stuff didn't arrive. So I prefer to walk in, pick up something and pay somebody for it. And I mean, you have to pay for that privilege. Every business has to have a profit margin. So, okay, the government 2%, like, what? no disrespect, unless you're a humongously big retailer, small retailers aren't going to exactly be booking holidays in Dubai, like, every week with the profits 2%, like, sheepers. I mean, they really kill themselves giving them 2%, like.
Okay. Maria Hogan there for Kilkenny. Listen, thank you so much. I need to take a break. 51551.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.